an award from the carpentry program.
Right on time.
At Votech for being the leading scene, you know,
Good morning, everyone. Tuesday, May 21st, 2024, 8 o'clock a.m., Barnes County Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Cindy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ricky.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Here.
Sean.
Yep.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any additions that anybody's aware of? If not...
Your mailbox.
Weed board. Jamin.
Morning. How's everybody?
Excellent, now.
Perfect.
You don't want to know.
No? I did email everyone a copy. Does anyone need a copy? Would you like a paper copy?
I don't, but...
No, I'm good.
I don't know if anybody else did.
A copy of what?
The building proposal that we got. I emailed one out every...
Send them all around.
So we didn't do it on bids?
Yeah, we did. We did. This was
we only got one?
We only got one. So, grab one. Yeah, so Morton was the only one that sent us something back. The price in here would be the whole building, everything except site work, getting it ready for concrete, which we could do that in-house after talking with Jamie. He just basically leveling it, getting it ready for concrete. And then running the gas line from MDU, and we would like put the toilet and sink and stuff in ourselves. So everything else is included in this price. I think a year and a half ago, you guys approved KLJ to do the foundation design and engineering. Morton would not need that. They got their own patent foundation, so even if we did go forward with that, they wouldn't use it because they got their own. So that would be something I'd have to talk with KLJ and see if we could opt out of that.
You thought that could save us about $15,000?
$15,000 is what it costs, or what we approved about a year and a half ago to do the foundation design. Morton wouldn't need it because, like I said, they got their own patent foundation. But without the gas line, the site work, and us doing the water fixtures inside, the total building would be about $714,000, if I can find the exact number here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I do have a question. Where did you actually advertise this for bids?
I think I sent it to Lori, and then I think it went to the newspaper, wherever we award bids.
I saw it in the newspaper.
Well, did we do it like statewide or anything?
No, they didn't.
Did we ever do it to our Bismarck or anything?
I would assume somebody's seen it because someone from Texas emailed me and wanted all the stuff. So somewhere, someone saw it from Texas.
I got on a site.
Right. They never followed back up. I sent them everything.
On their website.
Did we do our due diligence?
That's what I'm worried about.
That's all we need to know.
So.
Yep. I would assume it was online somewhere if there was someone from Texas inquiring about it. So I sent them all the information.
Because since we didn't have like a main contractor doing this, or an architect, or anything like that, I wanted to make sure that our due diligence, like he said, was done correctly.
Yeah, so this, go ahead.
And then my other question was, it was only supposed to be a $200,000 to $300,000 building when we started out. It was going to be cold storage only. But now it's not cold storage only, now it's going to be heated, the whole thing, or what is?
It's been over 2 years, the plan changed probably three different times, I think.
One of the last times we talked heated.
So the first was to add on to the existing building a section. Then it was to finish the current one. And then the last one, I don't even know when it was, over a year ago, we decided to get a price for a total finished building. And then leave cold storage the way it was, and then it would just be a separate building.
Because we're running out of room at the county and the water board, water board too, and the weed board, so get it over and done with.
Well, the last time we talked about having it so it was fully insulated, that way we could put highway department stuff and whatever else in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it has changed probably three or four times since we started this about 2.5 years ago. But the last time was a standalone building this size, heated and insulated.
Because the whole idea was we were going to pay this with that COVID money.
Right, which we spent.
Which we spent now, but I thought we were supposed to keep back 200 and some thousand for this building. But now the building is four times as much as it was before. So.
Well, this is just big. We haven't approved to build it.
Yeah, no, this is just,
we haven't approved.
You guys wanted to put it out there to get a price, so
yeah.
We have a really good idea.
I don't know if we can afford it. So.
A really good idea of what it would cost. And
but so far, it's just a bid. So.
Yeah, we're not obligated to nothing.
No.
So it's just
for discussion.
So the total would be 714,517.
What kind of time frame do they look at?
Fall of this year. They could have it done.
It's on the back page, all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that would include the floor drain, the floor heat, you know, concrete, the finish of the inside, the carbon monoxide, you know, ventilation system. Pretty much turnkey other than running the gas line from MDU and the water fixtures on the inside.
What's the gas line for?
The heat.
Oh.
So does it have to have fire suspension in it?
Mm-hmm. He decided, they put that in there that it's not included.
Oh.
It's something a person wants to add later.
But I mean, with it being built, it doesn't have to have it. It's,
no.
Yeah,
it's just classified as one storage building.
Okay.
I thought floor heat was electric.
No,
either way.
Gas fired boiler. With the like glycol line.
Gas is more efficient.
That's what Keith and everybody uses nowadays.
Well, what does our main building up there have?
Do we have any floor heat in the main building?
We have floor heat in the shop without the equipment in the wintertime.
Is that a boiler? Is that a gas-fired boiler?
It's gas-fired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We only run it in...
They claim that's the simplest way to do it with gas. Electrics just don't hold up in the cement.
It's an awesome heat. It isn't a fast recovery if you got the doors open 40, 50 times a day.
Yeah, if you have floor heat, we still have to run our facility.
If you don't open up the door, it ain't a big deal, but mm-hmm. running graders, equipment, everything else in and out.
No, it is way more money than we were thinking, so we got to think hard and long about it to see if we're going to do it. Because with our heating system that we got to do for the courthouse.
We got Jamin to do what we asked Jamin to do.
Yeah, and he put a lot of work in it, so I'm glad he's done it.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just...
No, we just got to see if we can afford it.
Yeah.
Well, I think the biggest reason we went over this whole thing was that it was a band-aid approach, what we were thinking about originally, that we was going to have to build into, or, you know, it wasn't going to last for a couple of years, but that's why we went to the size we went to, so that we don't have to worry about this and it's taking place for 20 years. What the needs of those three departments are going to be, because they all have equipment. So. And
this
you have
is
chemicals
for...
and stuff. That was the biggest reason we started this talk. But remember, it was for storage of the chemicals over winter.
Yeah, and I just had a conversation with one of our reps. So every fall they run like a sale on like milestone products that's been anywhere from 3% to 10% off. They're hoping this year they're going to get Tordon and the 2,4-D in on that, but you have to buy it in the fall and store, you know, 12 to 18 pallets of stuff, which would save us anywhere from 3 to 10% off the cost of chemical, but we don't, in good conscience, I don't think I'd want to spend $100,000+ on chemical just to have it sit and freeze.
Yeah, no, like I said, we asked Jamin to get the bids on it, and now we got the
information. How long is it good for?
He has in here 7 days. He said really the only thing that would change in that he would see would be the concrete price.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be like a ton. It just depends on what those prices would be. But he said building materials and stuff have been pretty steady. So he said it does say 7 days in there, which Rory passed that after he gave it to us. But.
Okay.
And I don't know, I can ask him when he would need to know if it was something you guys want to do this year. I don't know when their books close up, but I can find that out and email that to you guys, too.
Yeah. No, we just go through it and see if we can afford it, and we'll see if it's what we need.
Because you're running out of room in the shop too, aren't you? I mean, as far as...
Yeah, when we closed the Eccleston shop, that motor grader had to come to Valley.
Which is why we went with what we went with.
Yeah, so we're parking a truck in the wash bay. We're parking one in the alley.
I know in the wintertime it's a full house.
Yeah, JCB and the snowblower parked in the alley. And then one motor grader sitting outside. And the other trucks we don't use for snowblowers.
Have you been spraying a lot?
We're getting some stuff done. Yeah, leafy spurge, I would say, is about 70% up, so I'm guessing right after Memorial Day, we'll be getting after it. The new hire is taking his last test today, so.
Who'd you hire?
His name is Ethan Waters.
Oh.
Graduates from Maple Valley. Seems like a nice young man.
He works for us right now, and he's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's going into law enforcement.
Yeah, he's had a job all through high school, and...
Yeah,
chomping at the bit to start, so.
I gave him a graduation card yesterday because I just think he's awesome. And I had a thank you on my desk when I came this morning. He's efficient.
Yeah, he's very efficient, so we're pretty fortunate to have him.
He's a great kid.
Have you been out by my place?
No, not yet.
Okay.
We haven't done no, like, roadside, like, ditch spraying yet, so that will probably gear up right after Memorial Day. Try to get most weeds up before we head out there.
Because I don't know when spring is actually spring. You know,
right.
Because it's going to be summer pretty soon, so I don't know.
Is there anything you guys want me to do in the interim or with this? Or
no, it's up to making a decision and looking it over and letting everybody think and ponder and
okay. Try to figure out.
You did the hard part. Now
from.
It's the easy part is just to pay for it.
Okay. Yeah, that's your guys' job.
A couple of weeks, I think we should.
Yeah.
Okay. Center.
Is the time passed for the bids? We had no more bids.
Oh, yeah, 16th was the close.
Yeah, we had no more bids.
So. I haven't nothing received. So,
the Enterprise is good.
I don't know if people are full up.
They're really busy. Yeah.
Yeah, Morton said they need help. They got more projects than help and down south.
They've needed help for years because they don't have full crews. They have crews that come in and help Valley City Store.
That's what he was hoping because down south they got more crews than jobs.
Yeah.
So they're trying to ship more crews up here.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, thank you. Bid opening. County equipment.
I kind of did this backwards, huh? Okay.
Thank you, Jenny.
I'm sorry, what?
Letter opener?
Do you need one?
Yeah, right. And I don't have...
Got one.
I don't have to have a claim for.
I used to have a couple.
Let's see, John Deere.
Do you want me to open them while you're?
I was just going to see if. Yeah.
Doesn't even look like I own one anymore.
Oh goodness.
I'll help you.
That's not yours. I didn't steal it.
So business was quite brisk. There was lots of folks stopping by. I think our best advertisement is setting it out front. But Jessica helped me put it on Facebook, too, and that generated a lot of interest besides the T-Record, Times Record. $2,500 for the John Deere tractor, Eldred Knutson.
$2,500.
And the tractor is the park board, so that will go to the park board. Bob Reinsel bid $75 Hotsey washer.
For what?
The Hotsey power washer.
Who is that?
Bob is one of our new employees.
That's your new guy that works.
Yeah.
Lives on Bill's Hill.
Yep, he lives on Bill's place. Bid for mounted 900 20 bias tires, 2-piece rim, quantity 10, and sold as a lot. Total bid $750 for Clint Hovde.
And what is this?
Tires.
They're tires.
Oh.
What's the name?
Clint Hubke.
We're sure in place.
Yeah, you have quite a stack of tires.
Yeah, and we absolutely have nothing anymore that uses those, and I don't like stuff sitting around.
No, that's better than hauling them to Jamestown.
Yeah, I don't want to.
No, $750 isn't bad for a bunch of used tires.
Log splitter. Scott Cole, $600. John Deere tractor, Shane Lawson.
He didn't break his hand.
$750.
$750?
Yeah.
It was green.
Bias Tires, Shane Lawson. $200.
Is that the same truck tires?
Yep. Yeah. Homemade wood splitter, Shane. $350. Homemade log splitter, Kyle Schaefer, $550. $2016, this is the weed boards, Articat. Oops, I can't spell.
Different color paper.
$36.50, Mike Holiday.
$36.50.
$3,650 is what she's saying.
Yeah, sorry. Jamin Windisch pickup.
With a pickup?
Yep, the ancient sheriff's department pickup from the 90s. Jamin Windisch, $525. Side by side, $525. Both from Jamin Windisch.
Side by side is the Articat.
Yeah.
Okay, same thing.
Cody Carlbloom, the JD tractor, $2,000. Red Chevy pickup.
Is that the same one?
Yep. Lance Peterson. $1,110. The Articat side by side. $2,777. The power washer. $222. The tractor, $1,444. And the log splitter, $77. Blake Stevens, John Deere tractor, $2,200. And the pickup, $950. So we have Lance Peterson with the bid on the pickup for $1,110. We have Mike Holiday with the side by side for $3,650.
Wait a minute.
The side by side?
Okay. Because I have.
The Articat,
yeah.
JD.
I have it written down in two different places.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah. I might have called it something
similar.
No,
that's right.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
No, it's okay.
The log splitter would be Scott Cole. The tires, Clint Hovde, with $750. The Hotsey washer, Lance Peterson, $222. And the tractor, $2,500, Eldred Knudsen.
I'll move to approve the high bids.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
And if they change their mind, then it goes to the next one.
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to add that in.
Ditto.
Bill, I just need your signature. On every even year, we're required to
Let's finish this. You're okay.
Okay. Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
Now you can run.
Okay.
No.
Good Lord. I don't know why I forget that all the time. I'm always in a hurry, I guess. Every even year, we're required to get certification of miles from the townships.
Mm-hmm.
We completed that again this year. Heather wrangled them down. And we will be certifying 1,468 miles of township roads. I just need your signature, Bill, on the very last page, please.
Are they, is that the same as last year?
Do we need a motion?
No, you don't need a motion. We only do it on even years. And the certification is up just a few miles. So. And then I just have a question before I leave you. One of the few times I won't be here asking for money, I guess. Dean and Calvin Bjornson are asking to modify an existing approach, and I am not aware of what our policy is for modifications for existing approaches. And so,
well, is it like going into a farm?
It's going into field access.
I think it's fine if they pay for it.
Yeah, they're going to pay for it. They have to extend the culvert and put it to our specs.
The one, yeah, to our specs. So
right.
You'll go out and look at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's this wide and they want to make
it
this
wide. Yeah. Do we still go through the motion process or how do you?
It's an existing approach. I would say no.
Yeah, that's what I told you on the phone.
I just want to bring it to your
I told her to bring it up so everybody was unaware of it.
It's just south of I-94 on the east side of the road.
Yeah, as long as they're going to stick to our rules and regulations,
it's their expense and our rules.
Yep, perfect. All right, that's all I got.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you, guys. Oh, and the bridge in Alta's done, and it turned out fantastic.
Good.
Your Sunday driving, looking for asparagus, take a spin out there. You'd be really proud of the
exactly?
team. It is right on the Alta Arisca line. I can't remember if it's 32nd. Do you know where the Bison Farm is on County Road 27? Mm-hmm. Go straight east of there, and you won't miss it. It's east of Leroy Treebold's home.
They want to increase the size of it. Is that the deal?
The team did a great job. It took us 4 days, 5 guys, the excavator, the backhoe, the bobcat. I was so proud of the team. They did a great job, and I knew they could do it. So
good.
It's a win-win.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Has to be inspected again, then?
I will have KLJ or DOT inspect it and remove the load rating.
Good.
Okay. So we're okay for load now?
We should be.
But it should go through one more inspection before we can raise it, right?
Yeah, I will have them review
that. We have dropped it down?
It was dropped down to 9 ton.
Can the DOT does it? They do it for free. KLJ.
Oh no, they don't.
There's no such thing as free.
No, ma'am.
No more freebies.
Jess, come on up. Top of the morning.
Good graduation yet?
No, it's this weekend.
You got good food before I come up?
I'm having a baked potato bar.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Saturday is the party.
Yeah. I just looked up the other and it's open.
Yeah, if you got an invite, you didn't know who it was. I'm sure you figured it out.
No, we got the invite. This is Jessica's daughter.
Oh, you got it. You sent out invites?
You should have gotten
it. Bill said, yeah, we know.
Okay, I have a few of them for you today. First one is for a tree setback variance for Roy Offutt. This is located where Rocky Gable used to live. He was here a year ago, I believe it was, wanting to be 70 to 75 feet, and planning and zoning denied it. And so he requested 120 feet from the center of the road. Jamie and Tim went out and visited with him.
I don't have that.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go down.
It might have gotten
like
put in order wrong.
Four or five.
Right here, this one. And they okayed it. They met with them. And
who went out there?
Jamie and Tim.
They're okay now with the.
They're okay with 120 because way back in like 1997, Rocky got a variance for 120 feet, so they were fine with 120 feet. And planning and zoning approved it, sorry.
Well, if they all signed off on it all, I'll make a motion to approve it. Because we were worried about snow removal before, but if Jamie and Tim think snow removal is fine.
Well, before it was way too cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went out and
second. Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Cindy?
Yes.
John?
You.
It's old Howard Lee farmland. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one is for a replat of lots 1 through 5 of Sandy Beach subdivision. What this is there used to be.
From who?
From Kristen Lindgren and Andrea Richmond. Sorry, I'm going backwards. Your pile's the other direction.
Okay.
They're going from 5 lots to 2 lots, as their parents have both passed away, and they're just splitting up those lots together to be equal.
Which lot is the current home on?
I'm sorry, lot 1. Okay. I do have a copy.
No, I don't need to see it. I just wondering.
The home is on lot 1, and they were, Kristen was here on.
And the new lot is to the north or south? South.
South.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's the same 5 lots are just taken
in into
two.
Yep.
I move to approve.
These are sisters, right?
Yes, yes, that is correct.
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I want to discuss about the name of the landing and everything. Did we get that all settled? What?
We're going to, so this one we're going to leave at replat for now. I mean, this one's staying at replat. That other one that's coming next month, they have to make the name because this is not 5 acres, and that is. So then from now on, we're just going to have to dig deeper before we do any of this. As far as, because the recorder's office requests that we don't use any of the same names when they come in to do replats and stuff. And the planning and zoning board felt like if it's, otherwise it's going to be a whole new subdivision if we start making them do names. And we, the requirement for a whole new subdivision is they can't have less than 5 acres. So we're just going to do this one as a replat, and then the next ones from now on, if they want to separate them, we have to require a new name, and they have to be 5 acres before they can.
And this is not 5 acres?
This one, with these two lots, no, they're like 3 point something, or 2.648.
But they're going from 5 to 2, so
yeah.
It's.
And they're within the same subdivisions, so, but okay. We're going to have one next month that is actually 1 lot that's going into 3 lots, but. The total of that one lot was a little over 5 acres, so that one.
But I know that the original home covers that lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's full.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's beautiful.
Where's this at?
Sandy Beach.
North of the cross.
Yeah, north of the cross.
Is that Saturn's?
Yep.
Yeah, you just can't bump
yep.
into that landing. You have to know where you're going
yeah.
from
exactly.
the road.
That's at north, yeah.
It's complicated.
For that, it was Major Saturn's old place.
Yes, yep. it was. That's this is his daughter's.
Yeah,
these
I know,
are his daughters.
I know where yep. it is. Yep.
Aren't you Richmond?
Yep.
Kristen Lindgren.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Pete?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Vicki?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yeah.
Probably
no, we were in discussion because of the subdivision
okay.
thing.
Okay.
I brought it up at the planning and zoning because, yeah, it was just going to get way more confusing than I thought. Changing the name every damn time.
Yeah, I'm not real happy with that idea because it's an original. Unless it's a, well, and I guess
it's still on the same footprint of the subdivision that was there, so.
Right, you're just, yeah.
You're just muddying the water.
Yep. Okay, the next one is for a structure setback variance from Dean Peterson for 130 feet from the center of that section line road. The planning and zoning approved it. It's actually going to be back just a little bit from that building to the east of him. And it is a section line road that goes nowhere. is what I was told.
Well, it goes, it winds down into Peterson's farm.
But whose farm is this on?
Peterson, Dean.
On Dean?
Yep.
Dean lives
it's
up there.
Old Frank's home.
But the setback should be 150, right?
Setback should be 200.
200.
But basically, not an approval for this other one that was just, I think that one's little bit closer than this.
Straight south of City Lights is where it is.
Okay.
Basically.
So nobody but the farmers that farm in that area use that.
But he's not going to put another approach in, right?
No. No, he's using the same one.
He's going to go sideways to get to the other one?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it, but and I know he's a township officer, but he shouldn't be the one signing it.
Neil signed it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but he's the Peters.
It is Dean's place.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, still.
I recommend them not.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah. Move to approve.
I just need to get it signed.
Second.
Go ahead.
Motion and second again. Is there any further discussion?
Pete?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Cindy?
I thought she said my name.
She said Vicky.
No, she said Vicky.
Yeah.
Vicky, Cindy, yep. Cindy, Vicky.
You're hearing it.
I think
she had a long weekend.
You were a little.
I'll turn mine up too.
Dean is a clerk of ours and Neil's on the board.
I'm supposed to be a township officer. So is the clerk an officer?
No, Neil is a chairman. Dean's a clerk.
He's a clerk.
Yep, so it's Neil's.
In our township, we consider him an officer.
Yeah.
But they don't, clerks don't sign. Just
right.
Chairman or supervisor.
Right.
So the chairman has to sign off.
Yep, chairman. Okay, the next one is for James Devine. This is out at Martin's Landing.
No.
It's a structure setback variance. So it's 3 feet from the south property line. What this is a deck that he already had currently, but it's rotting. And they are just taking that one down and putting it right back to where it was before, except they're going a little bit smaller because it used to cover, it used to go over the core line. But now they're pulling it off of the core line. But the
where is this?
Lot 2, block 1. James is on the phone. So I'm not sure what
property
it was. In Martin's, but I'm not sure what property it is, whose it was prior. I'm unsure.
Didn't help you?
Mm-hmm. Is the core okay with it?
Yes.
The core, yeah, they just had to get off of the core line for the deck.
They don't mind if you build right up to the core line?
Nope, you can build right up to it as
long
as you're not.
That was my question at planning and zoning, because everything else we have to
have
set
back.
Because when I call them with those questions, they say to build, they can build right up to it, just not on it. The house, the cabin is
Right on it,
but I mean, that was a long time ago, so.
Okay, we just don't want next year
but this is kind of strange, too, that Mike, as the township supervisor, and Mike, as the planning and zoning officer, signed it, so it looks like.
Well, Mike Schwer is one.
I know, but he's both. So
he doesn't represent, Mike has to sign it because he's the chair of the.
It's just, so he's not approving it on the township level. That's just notifying the township of it. They aren't approving or denying it anymore. It is just notifying them of the variance.
Right.
So they know what's going on.
If somebody comes to our township and asks to do something,
they're notifying. Yes. It used to be where they had to approve or deny, but my board felt like we shouldn't do that because that's just one person deciding.
Motion to approve.
Huh?
Motion to approve.
And Mike, this way, Martin's Land.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Keith?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Sean?
No.
Bill?
Yep.
Okay, this next one is for Joel Iverson. It's for a structure setback variance from 132. It has 132.4 on the paper. I just put it in as 132 feet from the center of County Road 20. So the airport road. And planning and zoning approved it.
So this is a second place?
It's out here past the airport.
Yeah. It's a second place,
second place? Lund is the first one?
No, third place.
It's the third. It's a second.
No, second.
Jamie Lund's the first one.
No, it's Jamie, this one, and then this one.
Okay.
Third one. And then it's that farm with the Asks is their last name. It looks with the pasture.
Yeah, isn't Butler one of these?
Nope, that's further
okay
down.
Anyway, I'll move to approve.
Or no,
what exactly is he doing? You got the whole thing squared off here, but what is he doing? Where is he hitting that building at?
Where are you looking at? Oh, go back to the
one more page.
Or on the other side. There you go. He's doing an addition to the house.
And so he wants
anything in yellow is the addition.
Anything yellow is the addition.
That's a big addition.
So further, closer to the road.
Well,
is what
30
he's doing.
Feet by
yes.
60.
Yeah.
I suppose the 30, first 30 is the garage.
Yeah.
I made a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Yes.
Vicky?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yeah.
Vicky?
Yes.
Bill?
Can we start signing?
So yeah. Does the zoning board look into these pretty hard?
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys approve.
Well, they so what we do is if there's existing structure that is close, it's pretty much a no-brainer. You just go ahead and approve it. And with the trees that are closer.
If it's common sense.
Yeah, if it's common sense. If it isn't, then yeah.
You know, there is trees closer, there's fence closer. I mean, out there is. I mean, it's not.
So, I mean, you guys check it out.
And Jamie signs off on this
we're
one.
We're just approving
too.
It,
yeah.
So we. I trust that you guys.
Yep, and they get the notifications. I send those out 10 to 14 days ahead of time, so they have a chance to look at everything if they need to.
I don't want people to just think we're rubber stamp stuff. Just
nope.
Well, no, you take that property, sell it to town.
Yeah.
That was this big. It never, you weren't here at that meeting that night, but that was one property that we didn't even know where the hell the boundary lines were, and everybody was voting yes, and I voted no.
Yeah, and then they have,
and then it came to the bank, and the bank wouldn't allow it anyway.
They never did anything on it, so.
Yeah, that was after
and that's only good for 2 years, so if anybody buys
after
it.
After I got more information on that, I would have voted no, too, but we didn't have enough information. Okay.
So, yeah, and that happens at the planning and zoning where we don't have enough information. When we were doing the approving the one for the new Hungry Pelican, whatever, they came with a picture, no measurements, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we're not doing anything until we know where the lines are.
Okay, I have one more. This one is a structure setback for Terry Kellogg, 60 feet from the center of the subdivision road. This is out at Lee's subdivision. It's for a storage building to store like his pontoon and that kind of stuff in there. Planning and zoning approved it. He was asked at the meeting if he said that where he wants to go is probably the most stable.
The question was asked at planning and zoning, do you do any geotechnics? Because is it going to move?
And
we basically said, well, prove it, it's place, it ain't going to be anybody else.
If it would have been like a residence, I would have probably said, not a good idea. But since it's a storage building, it's
well,
which way is the lake from here?
Downhill.
Down. The lake is down here.
This way?
Yep.
This
down
way.
Here.
So it's got a long way to slide
this
before
way.
It's the lake.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay, this is the lake. Okay.
Yep, because this is the hill.
Well, with all the problems they've had out there, I don't know without doing digging to test for it.
People call and ask like about if you know stuff that's for sale out there. And they ask what they can do on those lots. And I strongly recommend that they do some checking before they build any sort of cabins.
Or buy anything.
I said,
yeah.
Or buy,
nice
you know, it's like there's not a lot you can really do out there right now for the hills are.
Just be good pasture.
Yeah.
There needed to be a lot more groundwork done, drainage, everything before they did anything out there.
That's any good.
And our requirement is 75 feet for out there, but he's just been 60.
So, Uncle Bob, what are you talking about?
Hmm?
It's old Uncle Bob, what are you talking about?
Did we vote?
Not yet.
We made $1 million
on that.
And
you spent it all, yeah. Okay, it's a lot of lots out there.
Anybody's thoughts?
I'll approve it as long as it, yeah.
I can put a condition on his certificate too when I send it.
And the condition is what?
That if he doesn't get the
study
boring
done,
that it's on him. It's, I mean, we know that whole damn hillside's on a pile of slate that will slide if we get too much water, so.
Zoning is fine with it?
Yep.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Pete?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Cindy?
No.
Tom?
Bill, what's that condition?
Bill?
I just can't. We had people sitting here screaming at us that we should buy their homes because they were sliding in the damn lake.
It's not our baby.
No, but they sure tried to make it.
No, I know.
Anyhow, I mean, I wish him well. I don't wish bad things.
Well, and we told him that, and several of us highly recommend get boards because you're sitting on slate. And the whole problem with that whole damn thing was they put that road in, it stopped the water. The water goes down under now, liquefies everything, and it slides on that slate layer.
When it was at its worst a few years ago, we were out in the boat. I just couldn't even believe what I saw.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's just so scary.
Yeah.
It's like living on a cliff in California and waiting for the earth to shake.
Well, and that one that wanted to go south of Saddix, that was even in worse condition. I mean, because it was way steeper. And it's like, no, not until you get drillings. And evidently they did drillings and haven't heard a peep from them since. So.
Well, and then you look at Katie's Road, and it starts at Katie's Landing, and it just headed north.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Anything else, Jess?
We've done the same thing. So.
You got building permits?
Yep.
Do you have any questions? Then I have my emergency management thing. Okay. Okay, so I don't think you have to, well, maybe you do. The EMPG grant will be coming up. It hasn't opened yet for this year. I didn't give you guys any copies of anything because it's free money, basically. I just have to follow, do different things to qualify for it. So once I apply for it, every year, each, like July to September, there's things I have to have done. October to December, there's things we have to do.
It used to pay a lot better.
It's not as good anymore.
We used to almost get half of our EM's salary.
Yep, and even like Fargo, they have, staff. It only pays for their one EM salary. It doesn't do like it used to.
Yeah, but it still offsets the expenses.
Yeah, I had to send in a form a week or two ago to them because they're getting ready to send in. From last year, this one, how much of my job is emergency manager, because I'm two different positions.
For some reason, it hadn't been getting sent in for several years.
Yeah, the last time Barnes County participated was 2017, and they told me that the reason it no longer is being done is because it was too much work.
Too much work to save us money, right? Even though we paid her.
Last year, since I was new, I didn't have to apply for it last year. I could wait till this year. But if I don't do it, we're kind of SOI. Sorry.
Is that a state or federal?
Yes, this is North Dakota Department of Emergency Services. It's also through FEMA. So it's kind of all works together through the Homeland Security and all that.
So did you say you were 3/4 of a person?
No, I said I'm only half. I said half and half.
So, and that's probably honest.
Yeah. I mean, especially right now in this time of year, it's definitely half and half. I mean, maybe in the winter I'm more EM than I am planning and zoning, but how do you figure that out?
If you average it, it's probably half and half. But years ago, have a part-time EM. So, and then we ended up splitting everything up, and now I'm glad it's back together because, you have busy times with both.
Yep.
So.
I'm almost got, as far as training goes, I've almost got all the required trainings I needed within that year, but there's still a couple that I had that got canceled due to weather last year, so those I have to take later this year, but that's not a big deal. It's all still considered my year, but, so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's up to you guys if you want me to try it, go for it.
Absolutely.
There's quarterly reportings, and some that are only reported once a year. I mean, it's not hard. So I think it'll be okay.
So who said it was too tough?
One of our previous...
it was at county level, not the state level.
No,
okay,
no,
that's what I
wanted. Yeah.
Okay.
And then once you quit doing it, you can't go for it again unless you have a change in staff or, anything like that. So.
Well, thank you for doing it.
Yes.
that bus. I'm sure glad I wasn't parked on the corner. He clipped the corner pretty. It was a bouncing. Lordy. You think okay. I could drive it?
Do you need to motion that? Or just?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Just kudos.
Do it.
Kudos. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Let us know when you're going. Okay. I mean, let us know how you went.
Once we get
what we get out of it.
They say it doesn't open until like either late May or early June. It just kind of is like, I think once they hear from federal level on what's going to be required or anything, like, they just needed requirements of what everybody's getting paid right now and like benefits and all that stuff.
Good. That's probably when they decide a percentage.
Yep.
Excellent.
So, and I will be out Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, just to give you guys an update.
Just because she has a graduate. I haven't recovered, and I didn't have one.
Thank you.
I had a beer.
Yeah, you had a beer. It was a good party, though.
Oh, it went on until 2 a.m.
I know, I heard.
But not with this girl.
Thank you.
Everybody get a chance to look at the minutes?
I'll second it.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Julie, did you have anything else that you wanted to hit on?
I do have a CISA agent coming out to check on security for elections and stuff next year.
Who's coming out?
Courthouse. CISA, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure. Security.
Who sends them?
CISA.
Is it a state thing?
Or? Secretary of State. Is pushing for us to approve.
Well, that's fine.
And it's free.
Yeah.
And he comes out. It's a federal agency.
Okay. Oh, that's where I was going.
Yep. And he's a federal. He comes out and does inspections for security in the courthouse.
Okay.
And so we're having him come out next, on the 29th at 10 o'clock. He'll be here.
Okay.
If anybody wants to be here for that or not.
Should we?
It's up to you. I think he'll give a lot of information about what we could do for security.
What day is that?
Because I know we've been discussing security anyways, so...
But this is mostly security for the election, correct?
No, it's courthouse.
Oh, I thought you were talking about election.
Next one?
It helps the election.
Well, Pat, do you want to be here?
This Wednesday?
29th, next Wednesday.
What time?
What dates?
Next Wednesday, the 29th.
Yeah. You wouldn't mind just shooting me an email.
Yep.
Maybe you want to be in on it, too. Well, because you're in this building, I mean, and if we had to add things to our building, you'd have an answer. Do you mind? I'm just inviting people, Julie.
I am sending it. I'm going to send it to Jason.
You want to invite Vicki?
Vicki, you can come too.
You're going to make cookies?
No, I can't come. I've got another meeting that morning, but that's great, Julie. And we got the, I want to thank everybody that was involved in getting that whole school thing figured out. Lord have mercy, but I do have a question. In 2 years, when we're voting again, is there an option to not have people? You know, can we somehow on our people applying for an absentee ballot, we're asking them to apply for the county and federal and state ballots. Can that school thing be not on there?
It's a state form, so it's a general form. It's just not perfect. It's not a perfect storm.
But you said that it's not just us. It's a statewide issue?
Yes.
Okay.
What's that?
Well, you can check on your ballot. So they'll send you a ballot in the mail that you want a school ballot. Well, that comes here. So then they have to figure out a way to get with all our school districts to get a hold of the business managers at the school to then send you a ballot. The county has nothing to do with it.
And it used to be the school districts would coordinate. It was on them to make sure.
Well, it is, but, you know, what are they... They're putting it on their websites, they're putting it in the paper, they're doing it, but people, if they see school, they're just checking it, then it falls in their lap. Yeah.
And we don't send them unless the school requests that we send them.
Yeah.
But
it's so we're doing more work than what we have.
That's what I'm getting at. I was on the board for 9 years.
Yeah.
The school district worked to make sure that they were working with the county.
But when there's an option and this thing comes in the mail and it says you can request a school ballot, you can't blame the schools or the constituents. I got a stack like this at the care center now from Valley City Public Schools, which is fine. Our residents... You know, because they checked everything on the top.
I got one.
And I'm deep within the Maple Valley district.
Well, that's because all these business managers are trying to now decipher this mess. And, you look at, like, Barnes County North, and we border so many school districts because we go so far south and so far north and east and west. And I feel sorry for both sides. Us here, because we had this happen 2 years ago with Beth, and she said, I'm done. I'm not doing school stuff anymore.
Well, like I said, I sat on the school board for 9 years. To me, it was up to the district to get that done, not the county,
no, I agree.
Not the state, not anybody else. It's that they're.
But how do you inform the people when they get a thing from us that says, here, check this?
Yeah, they usually check everything because they don't know what to check.
Exactly.
So they just check everything.
I agree.
Because we used to coordinate our elections from the school so they were at the same, so there was at least in each of the old districts. There was in the Pingle precinct, they had a school board election set up there in the Arisca, in the Buffalo, in the Tower City. I mean, so there was, to me, it's up to the school districts to make sure they're getting the information out there.
I agree.
I could see maybe if we could wipe that out before we send them out, maybe.
Yeah, the only thing is if someone requests a ballot and we don't, if someone doesn't respond and we were the ones informed, I feel like we're guilty, even though it's the school district's job to do that. So, anyway, thanks for all you did.
If we wipe that out,
if that's appropriate.
So they don't see it, I would have to check with the state if we could do that. But then they wouldn't be checking it.
No, that's the only reason they're checking is because they check every box at the top.
They do.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Very good. Commission discussion.
Aren't you going to talk to him?
Environmental services.
Well, not till 9:15.
Oh, okay.
Do you have anybody coming or anything?
No.
Oh, that come on up. I was thinking you had probably somebody coming.
He doesn't have any for him.
No. We'll start with the AC unit. Got a quote I sent to you guys. I think per my email, he recommended fixing it because of that. I don't know if it's R22 or what is in that unit system or whatever, but he thought that would be the best route to take. It is completely shot, he said, and that's one of the ones above the big courtroom.
And so it's not been utilized?
Yeah.
It was working last year?
Last year it was working, yeah.
Okay.
So they haven't had any air conditioning yet this year?
Not yet this year, no. It was installed in 2000, so it is 24 years old.
And he thinks we should fix it instead of replace it?
Due to pretty soon that glycol that we have in that system, we're going to have to get rid of it and redo it all if we don't go with our new
system.
So he didn't think, it's an extra $2,000 is worth getting a whole brand new unit, getting a crane, taking that one off.
The crane is what's going to cost us a lot of money, because that's what cranes do. But to fix it was how much, the quote?
$2,189. Yep. That's labor, that's freight, that's everything.
I'll move to approve that. That's
motion and second. Any further discussion?
And it'll work. He's confident it'll work.
What's the timeline?
He said he could get on it right away.
Okay.
Great.
It'll last a few years until we decide what we're going to do until we get news.
Cindy?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes. To work in my AC unit, the last bill was $400 some, and that wasn't doing a whole lot of anything. So, that it's $2,100 and that big of a unit.
Well, with the crane and everything, it makes it doubled your cost.
Fertilizing. I'm not so much. I got a quote on that. I'm not so much worried about the courthouse area, more of the correction side of it because it was built on a pasture, and we're trying to get that. It looks.
Not coming very good?
Yes, and it needs some help. And I think...
Did we put a watering system in?
Yeah.
So the fertilizer quote is for to have them apply it, or are you going to apply it?
They have to apply it. That's it's $500 in the spring and $500 in the fall. And that's the weed and feed, and that's the whole... That's everything. I think they come in with liquid fertilizer, the trucks, and and do it all.
I think if we figured your time and the chemical, it's got to be almost a wash.
And I don't know if I can. I don't know what the...
You probably can without going through the spraying program.
Right. I am going to get my... I'm going to take that test for that I can spray weeds. And then I can roll them and all that. But I don't know on the fertilizer side. I should look into
that. Who's going to do it?
Southview. There's nobody around here that does it.
Where's someone on?
They're out of Jamestown.
Oh, that's closer.
Yeah. And we're just going for 1 year, right? For this.
Yeah, I just want to...
Quit do it?
I mean, like I said, until I can do some... And we don't have to at all. I mean, like I said, it just...
Oh, I think we paid money for the sod or the grass. Let's get her done.
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Yeah, the ground is high, isn't it, Valley anymore? That used to do the lawns?
I don't know if they do.
They don't do this for... Nobody does the fertilizer stuff side of it.
Groundsman?
Yeah, groundsman or something?
Yeah, who took over that? I thought I still see that truck around.
I hired... They have a Valley State number, but they are out of Castleton.
Okay.
And they didn't offer...
Okay.
They bought one of the companies here, but it's only... weeds and all that kind of stuff.
If we had a local one, I'd rather have a local.
Yeah, and I talked to Dan about it, and he, that's where he, so I don't know what.
He doesn't do that side of it.
No.
In the fertilizing part, I don't think you need any, I mean, there's no restrictions on that.
No chemical restrictions.
Yeah, it's government property. That's where I didn't know. Like, I can't spray weeds.
Our guys here one time, he can't. Our guys here got in trouble one time because they were spraying weeds without certification.
Really?
I thought the
Stan
only way you got in trouble for that is if it was a restricted product.
No.
Nope.
Not on a government side of it.
What was the cost on that again?
It's $1,058 for the
jail. That test is simple to get.
Oh, yeah.
Spring and fall.
I took it years ago, but I let it last.
Spring, $529 in the fall.
I don't know if mine's current or not.
Motion to approve.
I think we already did.
We did.
We were in discussion.
Okay. We were in discussion.
Vicky made it, that's right.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Vicky? Yes.
Jail doesn't have to look pretty, you know.
Huh?
Jail doesn't have to look
the outside, it's for, you know, we paid a lot of money. We want to keep it looking nice on the outside, too.
It's not a hotel.
For some people,
it is. All meant to be.
Well,
don't you remember the old days where they checked themselves in because they needed to go to sleep and have a good meal because Ryan's wife
was... That was Andy Griffin.
I was here, too.
They did that here, too?
Not sure.
There was people that were regulars in the winter.
Huh. Okay.
City, county.
Okay, I got some more information on that.
Okay.
As I promised, I almost didn't get her done, but... I know you guys talked about it. I went and talked to Katie, and we had a short but good conversation. They've already bought a backpack vacuum. They will buy a floor scrubber from the district itself if we decide to take this on. If not, they'll have to hire someone to have the equipment. We talked about the hours. You know, Yvonne might have been high on the hours that she was requesting a week. Katie thought a couple times, if it's possible, a couple times a week, you know, just the floors and dusting and steps and blah, blah, blah. But it is a big building. It has 8 bathrooms. Is that what she said?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
And, you know, they need to be clean once a week. Exam rooms, you know, that's a special area. But, you know, the nurses wipe up, you know, they use a lot of sanitation and stuff when they're in the exam rooms, but they still have to be hit hard probably at least once a week. So I don't know timing-wise.
Are they okay with getting... So, like, here we introduced that chemical dispensing system, so now they can fill the floor scrubber. You make sure you push a button, and it's all pre-mixed. You know, it's through coal papers.
Well, and if we stay with the same chemical over there as we have here,
right?
To me, if we're gonna take this leap, if we're ready, if we're not, I think everybody understands. But if we're ready to make this leap, yeah, we want everything uniform in all of our buildings, right?
And I don't know how it works. So, like, I mean, I'm just using an example. Miller Elevator's got offices up there. Do we do that? I mean, those are things that I
never asked that. I'm sorry. That's their private office? I don't know. I think South Central Regional Council, we would do the vacuuming. And our South Central, South, not Regional Council,
South Central,
Human Services. We do the vacuuming, and if there's floors to scrub in bathrooms.
Do you have guys to handle it?
I do with the right equipment.
With the right equipment, you got enough guys.
Yep.
You don't need to hire
You have to tell her what the right equipment is, because she'll probably buy
something. I just did. And I talked. That was the one thing, was the backpack vacuum and a floor scrubber. I mean, that floor scrubber cuts time in a third. I mean, it's just that
You know, and then I did see Jamie put out there that we're looking for help for a halftime person, and why was that?
She's looking
for water board.
That's for the water board, and then we'd use a halftime filler here, there, and wherever.
The water board secretary moved up, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, so there's another half a person.
Yeah.
If we wanted to do
If we wanted right. to do that, yeah, that's all I'm
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
So my one concern is on taking more responsibility on, do we have the courthouse 100% covered as we speak? And my only question is I've had people tell me they're vacuuming their own offices and other things. So
that is news to me, but I can definitely look into that.
That's my only thing is I don't want to, our main purpose was the jail.
Yeah.
We took you down here and it's been working great. We did take the sheriff's department on. And now we're looking at taking on City County Health. I don't want us to get spread too thin with what we have to start losing somewhere else along the line.
Right. Or if we have to hire more help that we don't know about.
Either City County Health is going to pay someone 20 hours a week.
Right.
Or if we have, you know, they're already doing that.
Yeah.
Which we pay
inadvertently, yeah. Or...
Well, they'll be paying us, won't they?
No.
From their budget?
No, we won't be paying.
See, that was my question, too, what's the advantage of us?
To me, the advantage is we're all one. We're a county. And, you know, the more we can do for ourselves...
We're sufficient.
Hiring out somebody else.
Well, their cleaning person quit, too, right?
Right. But when they hired her about the time Shane came on and took this incredible role on... And I said, you know, maybe someday we can grow into that. I think if City County Health, if the state decides we don't need them anymore, that's still our building.
Right.
So, you know, it's like the sheriff's department. Yeah, we're paying rent, but it still has to be clean. This is our building.
Yep.
That's our building. The highway department's our building. And I don't know if we'll ever get to that point because...
they have somebody that's doing it right now.
So. Right. So are we better off having our own environmental service team taking care of our buildings that
yes.
we have control, or is it better to hire it out?
And that's one thing. Would we have to hire somebody to help the whole process out to make
that
work?
That is a great idea. We talked about the 20 hours with whatever and then 20 hours helping us too. I mean, that would be huge to hire one for full-time multitasking person.
Mm-hmm. So for your budget-wise, like with everything else that gets divvied up between departments, would part of his budget get divvied into that and then to this?
See, and I don't believe in that. I just don't, you know. I've never understood why the weed and emergency services were paying rent in one of our buildings. Because
yeah.
we're all one.
Right.
To me, and I know there's probably this accounting piece in there, but we're still all one. So
we're paying ourselves to have our own people.
We're doing it right now with the different grants that they have up.
But grants is completely different.
And then so they share the cost of everything. Well, if they have no cost for cleaning in there, then they aren't going to be able to have appropriate.
I don't know if they use that cost in their grants. I'm betting not. I would think that's just an administrative cost. They'll still do their own snow removal because you know when it snows it takes 10 people, not 4.
Yeah.
I think, and I don't know that we're to the point we can do more snow removal in a timely fashion. The courthouse has to be first, and the jail has to be first. So, and the highway department does their own. I don't know who take who cleans your snow.
It's part of the rent.
Virtual does.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So can we just try it to see if it works, and if it doesn't work, then come back and complain to us, and we'll see what. Whether or not we have to hire somebody.
Well, I think it's a work in progress.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's everything's kind of...
If you're willing to take it on,
yeah.
You want to try
it? I think we can handle it. I really do. And I'll look into their other situations, too. You know, but
I've just had different departments tell me that they end up doing some of their own vacuuming. And I said, well, I'll get to the bottom of it.
There might be a couple situations where, you know, if we're having issues with the boiler... And we got guys working on that, obviously, because it's priority to get heat where we might miss something. I don't know. I mean,
This morning now, I ride the elevator up because I can walk 25 miles, but stairs just kill my back.
Yeah.
So I take the elevator. Well, the elevator was kind of not overly clean.
Yeah. Is it full of dirt because they're working out?
No, there were some. It almost looked like ceiling tile material.
Oh.
But I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I don't want us to bite off more than we can chew. I'm all for doing it if we've got the manpower and we make everything look like it should.
I think, you know, before we 100% though, I think it would be best if you sit down with Katie, the manager, because I know you talked to Yvonne, and she's fantastic. She's so into everything, but exactly what needs to be done when and what, you know, to have an act, we'll have it put together an actual schedule, then can we actually make this work?
Yeah.
You know,
and if those private offices need to be cleaned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably vacuumed
or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Swift.
What they're expecting.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's okay with the equipment if we have to go down there. If you need a floor scrubber, we'll get a floor scrubber. Because I think they provide, the gal came and used the stuff they have, if I'm not mistaken. So it would be the same thing. So that we're not hauling crap back and forth. That's hard on equipment.
Yeah. And like the chemical thing, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Have a one-stop shop, it's all the same, and move on.
And if it's just gets to be too much, then like I said, if we have to, in order to help the water board, there's always, Julie could surely use help right now.
Well, that's
with elections, there's always.
I did hire Becky Cracks.
Right. Oh, yeah, you. That's good.
Part-time.
Good.
Full-time. Part-time.
To get through the election.
Part-time temporary?
Yep.
So.
To help us get through.
I'll set up a meeting with Katie.
Yeah, and if you have any discomfort with this, don't be shy.
No.
Okay?
And I hope if people need help around the courthouse, they come to you instead of complain about somebody else, so.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of it, so.
Yeah.
Usually if I need something, I'll ask them and they're more than happy to. Yeah.
So maybe you want to set on an all countywide thing and ask them, you heard there were some complaints, could you please be first on the list?
Yeah, I mean, we did that. Yeah, we have the maintenance, we set up the maintenance email and all that, so if there's any questions or concerns, we're supposed to send to that, so.
Okay.
Some do. Some.
Yeah.
Hey, we can't get our window open, or so it's too hot, it's too cold. It's
that's right. But if they feel like that they need an extra vacuum, I vacuum my own office.
Well, sometimes you spill stuff yourself, and it's just smart to go get the vacuum and clean it up right away instead of letting it track all over the place.
Anymore.
I mean, why leave it sit there?
It goes back to that common sense thing.
Like I said, you check it out if you can handle it.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for even helping out with all.
Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pete, what do you got for us in the world of commission?
We had a weed board meeting last week, and I'm not a voting member of the weed board. So you understand, right?
No, you're not.
So, I mean, they hired the Ethan Waters that he talked about, you know, and so they did raise the wages. The weed board raised its wages. That's why I'm saying I'm not a voting member. So because the first year I thought I was, and I'd say stuff, and then I got informed I wasn't a voting member. So,
sorry, Pete, I should have told you. Okay. Yes.
And that's fine. I just didn't know. So.
Well, if they can't raise their wages unless we vote on it, right?
No, they can, because they're their own entity. As long as we approve their budget.
Yeah.
When Jamin comes in, if we approve his budget, they got to live within the board
their budget.
They give them. They got to live within the budget.
So, I thought when it come to actual employees that we pay out of our payroll.
Apparently not, because that's what I was told.
City County Health makes their own decisions on wages.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they raise their pay, not for this year, it'll be in next year's budget, which Jamin will bring to us in 24.
So that's where you can grab
it. So then they're talking about raising a dollar or two, but that'll be in next year's mm-hmm. budget. And then he reported we do 123, he put in 123 hours doing state roads for spraying, and we charge the state $125 an hour. And he figures we made about a $5,000 profit.
Oh, good.
Because we're discussing, it's quite dangerous doing the mediums on 94, especially with the rail up now. There's no room for people to move over. So he said it's kind of up to him if he's comfortable doing it. And he said he does it himself. He doesn't send his employees out, so he's comfortable doing it. So he makes a little money on it. We had the Morton building bid, which he presented to you. That the one Justin had applied for. He's the other full-time, part-time guy up there. He had applied for the job in Cass County. He did not get it, so he is back working. We made a budget for 2025, which he'll be presenting this summer. They approved to send Jamin to a three-day weed board seminar at Washburn this summer for $300 tuition. And the next meeting is July 9th, so that's what we have for weed board. VSO, I've been having quite a few conversations with Tammy, and she's disappointed that she says I offered her $60,000 and we voted to pay her $59,000. So I said I'd bring that back to the board, and the board did vote on the $59,000. And then she was also didn't think she got her raise in her last paycheck, and I checked with Julie, and she said she did. And the raise started on April 9th when we hired her, and because she was thinking to start on March 4th when Angela quit, but that's not the way it is. So I hope those three things have been taken care of. As far as the $60,000 wage instead of the $59,000, like I said, the board has voted on it. Unless there's any board action that wants to raise it up to $60,000, I think we're stuck at $59,000, unless there's
I do know that I asked her when we were interviewing if she'd take 58 or what the lowest she would take, and she said 58. So I don't know where it come up to 60. There was no 60 ever said at any of the.
What she said, I said it, and maybe I said, but I also always stayed on a thing like that that I have to bring back to the board. But our job application showed 58.5.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would have been the minimum anyway. So,
right.
But she asked me to bring it back to the board, so I'm bringing it back to the board that she would like 60, and we are paying her 59.
How are you doing on, did she advertise anything?
We've got at least three good applicants for assistant, and we were talking it over, and she just hasn't had time to do an interview for an assistant. And so I'm trying to encourage her to do that, because that'll free up some of her time. And I said I'd help her with that. And so I'm waiting for her to call me on that. And we also discussed on hiring a part-time driver. She didn't. We interviewed two, and the one wasn't interested in putting in those kind of hours. And the other one she wasn't interested in, so she still wants Bob to go full-time.
No.
No.
And I said the board was not comfortable with that. And so we've been going around and around about that. But do you want to advertise for more part-time driver? Open up the ads again?
Please.
I didn't know it was ever closed.
Did we close it, Julie?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I will not double check.
So
we do have applicants to interview for the part or the
assistant.
Assistant?
Yeah, we have three very good ones that Julie and I have looked over. And Tammy knows. Tammy agrees they're good ones. She just has not had time to do it.
Well, we need to make time and get her done.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody that puts a job app in is going to wait 6 weeks, 2 months,
right.
8 days, whatever.
Okay.
There's a reason that we do it.
So we have to talk to her and see if we can do some interviews this week.
Yeah.
And then as far as driver, we want to continue looking for a part-time driver?
Yes.
Is that a consensus?
Yes. Please.
Okay. That's all I got from that end, then.
Okay.
And I've been discussing this stuff with Bill, too. We were actually going to go up and ask. Talked to her yesterday about, you know, the assistant and everything. And I was in the field, and I never made it, so. So I've been keeping Bill aware of what we're talking about.
Sean.
I had water board last Monday. I didn't make it, but I called Heather, and everything was going fine the way it sounded, other than finding somebody for the position.
They still haven't found one for that district?
Well, they haven't found one for the district, too, and they haven't found a secretary yet, so I know.
So who's doing the secretarial?
Heather.
Okay.
Again, the little dam's going forward. Sounds like that'll be this fall, some late summer, fall. Social services is after last commission meeting. So they set up a food pantry over in Jamestown at the Buffalo Bridges office there. And they had been doing stuff here. They decided that in the Valley City office, they were going to do just work with the senior center there and the Salvation. And the senior center is working with the Salvation Army. So making it easier for those that need to use it. Budget, they're coming in under $200,000 under for the biennium. They are, there was an on-call position for child welfare that they're thinking about $75 a day if you're on call for it. Because it sounds like they constantly, after hours, having to send somebody anyway, so. And a purchase of a new zone vehicle, maybe two. State's taking care of all of that now. I told them to find out through the state fleet. Since it's a state department now, I don't know why those vehicles wouldn't be divvied out that way. If we're going out and buying new vehicles one at a time, that's way more expensive to get in with the state fleet and get a decent price.
I thought we weren't going to give them any more vehicles.
We're not.
No, okay.
I just said that the state is taking care of it, but they're still purchasing vehicles, and doing it one by one isn't very
efficient.
We're still paying the bill, whether it's state or county. So, in the call center, there's 17 more operators in training that will be online by the end of May. So
that's a blessing.
Hopefully, they will be up to their 30 by in June sometimes, so that
I don't
it
think
makes
they,
it work.
I don't think anybody had any idea how many calls come into social services a day. And that, I'm just talking locally here.
Yeah.
It was so bad that it used to be upsetting to me that some of the case managers would not take calls for a day just so they could do their work.
Because it was even more upsetting when I went to the call center, and I think there was five people across the state answering all the phone calls for the whole damn state, and they thought it was going to work.
Yeah, that.
But there again, that's back to, that was handed down from the legislature through the...
They didn't understand what they were getting.
They didn't understand what they were taking over.
Yeah.
Period. I was told that the new director is a whole lot more friendly to social services than Chris was, so
they better
she has.
It's our population that needs us the most.
And then the library, their library. No, I don't want the library. The museum is sitting better than they've ever been, so they're just ticking along. I mean, doing their thing. So. The question I had is, he considered a department head, Wes?
For us? No.
Okay.
Their board meets at SO for budget time.
Huh?
Their board meets with us. He meets with us for budget.
For budget, though.
Yeah,
for budget,
So does the library. Development Corporation and Wintershall.
And the library, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It's voted on.
So he's not a department, or he's not a... Mm-mm. He's a county employee?
Mm-mm. He's an employee of the museum.
Okay.
Okay. That answers those questions. I said I was going to get it because they were moving his salary up. And wondering, I can't even remember what the question was, to come back to the county, and it doesn't matter anymore because now they found that out. But they're moving him up to like 50, I think.
Oh, I can't believe he's worked for what?
He has been
for years. Oh, my goodness.
The work he does should be a...
endless.
Consider, well, if he didn't have the ability to stay and take... I mean, he's taking care of his parents.
Oh,
but, you know, he doesn't probably have all those household expenses. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he'd do.
So he's losing one employee. Allison's quitting.
Is she?
Cindy. I can't remember her last
name. Ross.
Yeah, is there now. They asked her if she wanted more hours. Right at the moment, no. But she said she would be willing to take on more so that, you know, especially with Allison quit. So. Other than that.
Yeah.
Won't be doing the same thing, so I don't know if they're going to have to look for somebody to, because Allison, as far as I know, was putting a lot of stuff on the, or digitizing it, if I remember right, so I, and helping with research, so.
Yeah, and all their volunteers have either passed away.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Spread the word. There, anybody interested in that, go down and talk to Wes, because, volunteers that they had are either getting incapable of doing it or they're just not here anymore. So.
I recommended it for a couple of people that said they were bored and they had to retire, and I'm surprised they haven't jumped on it.
Just 2-3 hours a day.
Yeah. And then Tom got hurt last week volunteering, so.
I wonder what, I think they must have an endurance insurance, so.
Yeah, I believe so. And then the last thing I got for discussion is why I got a ballot from Valley City. I'm going over to talk to Josh.
Well,
actually, it wasn't me. It was Christy. It came in Christy's name, and
it's because of all this, I'm sure. This mix-up.
Once again, that can't be happening. They got big issues on the school ballot this time, and if that was one, how many more went out to the wrong?
I know.
And it's on their head. It ain't on our head.
Yeah.
And I've said it for a long time that board and superintendent needs to go because they ain't doing their job. And they're continuing not to do their job. So that's my statement. So I'm done.
Cindy.
Airport, not a lot going on. They'll have during community days, and that breakfast is not done by the airport, but it's up there. And for their federal, they're going to be looking at a new electrical vault, and I don't even know what that means. But they like us, plan ahead for future projects. They're still working on spill containment. They're a pretty efficient group. City County Health, we've talked a little bit about the cleaning. It's going well from what I can tell. They take in about just under $4,000 a month for rent, and that's on the upstairs stuff. Miller Elevator pays once a year.
Who's up there? Oh, there's two different ones up there. Yep,
there's Miller Elevator, the tobacco program, the WIC. I can't remember what PFS does. That's maybe the needle thing, I don't know. Opioid, that's a grant that pays rent. Barnes County on the Move pays rent. The big one is South Central Human Services. That's just about $2,500, and they can only get a raise in rent every 2 years. So doing a little more remodeling up there on there, if I remember correctly, and then we get reimbursed. We pay, we get reimbursed. Ray Nelson's doing a lot of the work.
So all these offices have people in every day then?
Not every day. No, but if it's a grant and it's with City County Health, part of a grant is paying rent. for like Barnes County on the move, they're not there every day. Wick's, I don't know how often Wick is there. And same with the debate.
And how much office space are we talking?
Small little offices.
The whole upstairs.
The whole upstairs is rental.
Yeah. Well, I'm just still trying so that we can get everything back into buildings that we own is what I'm...
I know.
Yeah. And I think...
If there's room to consolidate some of them that ain't there every day that they could share or whatever.
Right. And I don't... I was always hoping... that we would be able to move abused person outreach up there because it kind of fits. Mm-hmm. But they had signed a lease with Mr. Bjornson. So, and I don't know who else we... I think we talked about it one time asking BSO to be up there, but it's their stairs and the elevator. And they wanted ground level, which I guess I can understand. But I don't know who else we'd put up there, but it's always an option.
Well, that's one of those.
Yeah, there wouldn't be.
And I mean, the elevator thing I don't understand because first go to the veterans.
Some veterans are scared of elevators.
Well, if they go to the hospital, they have to use the elevator.
Especially the VA, I believe.
Yeah.
But having said that, hopefully, you know, if it, there is no room on first floor, it's plumb full. That one big part of that is.
Well, I know the first floor is.
Yeah.
I just haven't been up on second floor for years. So.
Yeah. So that's it.
Vicki.
So I went to South Central Regional Council, and they were talking about EPA brownfield grants that are the system preparing typically ranges 9 to 12,000, and they are giving them to the regional council at no cost. So it's kind of a grant writing program. And so it's for anybody that's building a building or wants to develop a site, they can go and actually have a grant written out for the EPA part of it. So I wanted to let everybody know if they have anybody that's actually building something, they should contact the regional council and they'll get them in touch with this Terracon who does the brownfield grant writing services. So I want to let you know. I don't know anybody. This all started actually with our development corporation. So they asked if they could manage this grant because I gather they had a site in mind, and so it all started with her. So, but if anybody else in the county has something that they have to build, now it's mandatory that you do an EPA study. So a free study is free, right? So kind of interesting that while I was at this meeting that they were talking about that there's a cult down by Calm. Has anybody heard of it? And I said, nope, I hadn't heard of it. And also one other thing that they were having problems with on Highway 20 North, there's a property out there that a construction company owns, and they're just dumping construction material up there, like piles of rock, piles of old... concrete, piles of wood.
Someone must have allowed it.
Well, they're saying now it's getting to be a hazard. So when I found out about this, then I noticed going by my house last week that there was trucks going by with tons of stuff going north of me. And I'm like, there's no dump ground north of me. So I called up Randy, and he went up and checked it out. And so I don't know what's going on with that property either. But it is a hazard if you think about it, because you can't just dump your stuff anywhere, even if you own the property. And this was private property they were dumping on. But you got to, you know, like fencing in, maintain it. And it's right up where the nice houses are, too. So the neighbors are complaining about it. Well, I'm just letting us know that things like that happen here, too, because the trucks went by my place. So anyway. Let's see. I went to the Housing Authority, and there didn't seem to be anything going on. And if anybody has a need of a voucher, there's a couple vouchers that are available for up there. They do have a security problem up there because there's a few that are up there that are selling dope and stuff, and they haven't been caught, so now they're thinking about putting somebody up there just to watch at nights. So, and then I went to the library, and we're busy selling tickets, which I've tried to get you guys to buy. So
yeah. I don't go buy one, I just don't have money with it.
Well, nobody has money when you think about it, unless you tell them about it beforehand. But anyway, so we're on to our fundraising part. I do have pictures, if you guys want to see, of the library that's all cleared out on the main part.
When are they going to start shingling?
They are supposed to start mid-June, I think, on the shingling.
Hopefully quits raining by then.
And they actually have enough money raised to do it, right? Isn't that what the LD said last time?
Well,
they know where everything's coming from, yeah.
I mean, it might not be there yet, but they it's handled.
Here, if you want to look at the library with it being empty and everything. There's a bunch of pictures of it. I'm just surprised at how many books they had to move. It was quite the project. And, yeah, they filled up the other half, and it's quite cramped in there right now. And they've taken a lot of books off-site.
Yeah, I was talking to people who were helping with it.
It was quite the process, I guess. Yeah. So. And then the sidewalk that was on the south side of the library was not supposed to be part of the construction, and they took that out. So now there's only two ways to get into the library, and one of them is to go around on the grass to the south entrances, and the other one is that north entrance that comes in. And you have to go up all the stairs to go up there. So, you have plenty of look at them. Anyway, so it's been quite. And then they had to move the phone lines because they moved the desk and everything. But supposedly it's going to be a lot of fun once it gets started. And then having. They were expecting to wait another month, actually, for the construction to start out in front of them. And so they were, when they did all this moving around of the stuff, they were kind of in a bind because not only was it in front of our place that was messed up, it was also in front of the place where they're storing the books that was getting messed up. So they were in a rush to get all these books moved. So they've been having a lot of fun there, and they're going to start construction. I mean, they are started construction, but the shingling part won't be until later. So that's it, Bill.
Okay, I didn't have a whole lot. I missed economic development because I was busy with other things. We did start getting females back up at the jail now. I signed that a week ago. Thursday, I think it was, and then Randy signed it, and we got a handful of them. Yep. So we do have women inmates again. So that's a big time plus. I didn't realize it'd been that long, but it was damn near a year and a half since that happened until I read the contract when I signed it. Mm-hmm. I think I have anything really else. Winter show we skipped because everybody was in the field, so I didn't go anything there. Yeah, I don't think I got anything other than that. So, Jack, it was good to see you today. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. Thank you all for coming.